So, Calvin, right now, pharmacies are dealing with rising drug prices, staffing shortages, and worsening supply chain issues in 2025. From your perspective, what's the most pressing challenge when it comes to purchasing?
Yeah, it's a great question. And to be honest, purchasing has really been, I would call it firefighting, of late. It's kind of just they're dealing with things that come up and addressing them as they come up, as opposed to really having a strategy for managing procurement as a whole. And because of that, I think there's a lot of missed opportunity. In 2025, pharmacies that thrive will be the ones that really can align their strategy and actually execute on that strategy versus those that organizations that are actually, doing that firefighting, kind of doing those one-off scenarios. Because eventually what that does is it leads to staff burnout. Like I said, it leads to inefficiencies between your staff. It leads to poor decision making sometimes because you're kind of reacting to a one-off scenario that may not be the best overall for your organization. So, one of the things that pharmacy really needs to look at is to manage their primary vendor agreement and understand their primary vendor agreement. Over the years, I've been doing this for decades now. Been in pharmacy my whole life. So, from the time I've been in pharmacy to now, these primary vendor agreements are very, very complex. There's things that are carved in, carved out. There's all these different accelerators potentially on your cost of goods. There's accelerators, obviously, on rebates based on GCR or total spend and generics. So there's a lot of different attributes that make up potentially more money or, and in some cases, how those items that you're putting in the bucket to be compliant, are they competitive, and does it make sense to actually realize those rebates? And so it is really threading the needle with what I call threading the needle with your agreements. For the most part, you want to be compliant as you can be, but you also don't want to leave money on the table because margins are so thin that it's critical to really scrape every penny, and those pennies add up in pharmacy, especially on the generic side when 90% of everything you dispense is generics. And really, most of your savings are really are derived from that. So, those things really matter, and the operational efficiency around that matters as well. So, having tools to really kind of manage those complexities, it takes time, and you want to have the visibility to make good decisions, and then you want to actually, based on that, be able to execute on those decisions. So, that'd be my advice, in terms of, kind of focus for folks today.
Obviously, some of these challenges, more or less, have been ongoing for quite some time, and you found it sure cost to address these challenges. So, can you share the story behind the platform and what makes it different from other tools pharmacies might be using?
Like I said, I'm a pharmacist by trade, own and operated pharmacies, both retail, long-term care, had exposure in acute, also, did infusion. I served on the board of a hospital for 9 years. So I understand the struggles, both in terms of inpatient, outpatient pharmacies, retail pharmacies and long-term care. And I also was involved in a company that, we were a small independent operation, and we grew to become a public traded company. So we had sites all over the country, and I took over purchasing. And to be honest, it was, lack of a better word, it was kind of like herding cats because everybody was really doing things differently. And even within an operation, within your team, you're going to have people that kind of do things their own way or what they think is best practice, and it may or may not be best practice. So, all that was to create SureCost, which, would to be able to centralize procurement into one system to really support that pharmacy or that organization's purchasing or procurement strategy. That was the goal of SureCost. And one of the things we wanted to focus on was not just holding the vendors and the relationships. And this is something we've always held true in the product, is we want to make sure that we support the relationships that you as a pharmacy have with the vendors. And we're not advocating or pushing anybody else. It's your relationship. But how do you maximize those relationships? And then how do you actually make sure they're being compliant to the agreements that you've met with them? And then likewise within your folks internally, because it's really important that your team members are executing. And if they don't, for whatever reason, it could be a patient need, it could be a physician need, that there's a way that those are identified and you understand those costs. So that was really the concept of SureCost. We built that, had tons of success. We've been doing it for, like I said, 2 decades now and counting. And so it's been a lot of fun. We have a lot of growth. We have great relationships with our our customers. Our first customer is still using SureCost today. So it is a partnership that we form with the folks we work with. That's very rewarding. We're able to really have, a tremendous impact to their bottom line and keep them thriving and growing, which has been great.
Diving into the tools, the products that you provide, many pharmacies still rely on what you call a good enough purchasing systems. What are some of the hidden costs or risks with sticking with these tools?
Yeah, I mean, it can be costly, the good enough part, because I think it may on the outside seem like you're saving money, but I kind of mentioned this on the onset that you may save a dollar, on a particular item. Let's say you're using one of the aggregator, I call them third party, not third party, but secondary vendor aggregators, where they're kind of taking that marketplace and putting it into one site. So you're not going and shopping all these different secondaries, but they're also not looking at the holistic, your primary vendor, the agreements of different tiers and all the complexity around that. And in doing that, you say, oh, I'm going to save $10 on this one item, but that $10 item may actually cost you, $50 in terms of rebates and things like that. So you really can't take a line by line comparison anymore, because a lot of this stuff is what I would call, buckets of compliance. And so, it's important not only to look at equivalence and look in the opportunity within the equivalence and with the agreements that you have with your primary vendor, but then also how, when you're looking at those savings or even savings that you're sacrificing, is that the best opportunity for me as a business to really maximize my total cost of goods? So you want to look at that big picture. There are also products out there that do more kind of, post consumption review. They're kind of saying, hey, you would have done saved this if you would have done this, and this, these other things. Great, it's great insight, but again, you have to execute on that. And what happened 10 days ago or 30 days ago is not what the environment is today, because prices change every day. And your patient need and utilization is changing all the time. So it's a very fluid, dynamic market. So being able to be flexible and having a system that's dynamic is really key. And so those types of solutions don't usually play well. And then, I guess the third bucket of customers or people out there would be, hey, my primary vendor or my GPO combination thereof is doing it all for me. And, that obviously is not necessarily the case, because it's kind of the fox guarding the hen house. Each one has their own piece that they want to drive 100% compliance for them and maximize their margins. And in some cases, it's, to the detriment of the pharmacy. So, you really got to have some system that, holds accountability and, keeps it transparent, so you understand what is out there from the market standpoint.
Awesome. So how do disconnected tools create disconnected strategies? And why does that matter so much for pharmacy leadership?
Yeah, great question. The disconnected tool kind of, is like flying blind, from a leadership standpoint. Because if you have to now pull this data from different segments or different areas, you don't have a clear picture of what's going on. I've seen this in many cases. As simple as, accurate cost of goods into, let's say, your pharmacy management solution or into your financial system. And again, this could speak to health systems. This can speak to independent pharmacies. A lot of them use their primary vendor as a source for pricing, and or they have to cleanse that data to really understand what is my true unit cost. And in doing so, it creates a lot of false information that, makes it hard to really understand what their gross profit margins are. And again, because we are at a razor thin margin, it is super, super critical that you truly know what your cost is. And, whether that cost is dead net cost, let's say call invoice cost, or dead net cost with rebate, you being able to really understand what those things are, and then also understanding if you do have a rebate component, how much of that rebate is it, who's it coming from, having accountability around that, because that again would be money in your pocket if and when you get it. But if you don't have visibility of that, it's hard to know what's actually due to you. Again, it's really having a tool that actually gives you that information in a one, like kind of one stop, is really critical. Otherwise, you have this kind of misalignment, and disconnection because of the data being in different places. The other part, like I've mentioned earlier, is really not just the data from a reactive standpoint, but then being proactive and actually acting on that data and having a way that you can actually implement those things that you want to do and make it actionable. We're kind of people are all, and I'm guilty, we're all guilty, I think, to some degree. We're all creatures of habit, right? So we kind of did what, I do what I did yesterday, I'm going to do today, but that doesn't work anymore. And so, really understanding the data and understanding having data-driven decisions to optimize your performance is critical, in today's environment.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely agree there. So diving a little deeper into procurement, can you walk us through how SureCost centralizes procurement and helps align every purchase with a pharmacy strategy automatically?
Sure. Yeah. So one of the things that SureCost does, it's and this is the great thing, is we do this at the pharmacy level. So we are pulling your vendor data, again, with whatever relationships that you have independently for each of your pharmacies or pharmacy if you're a single pharmacy. We also pull that directly from your GPO. So we're getting that data independently from the GPO. We support private contracts. We support any kind of special negotiated deals that you might have. So all that data is housed in our system, and then we're then taking that information. We're taking your utilization. We're taking your strategies. We're taking all those pieces of what you want to do, and your agreements as a whole, because that's the other piece of the puzzle is, what do you have with your primary vendor? Does that primary vendor also include a secondary vendor that they own, and do those purchases count towards compliance? So our system supports those types of complexities around those agreements, and then, like I mentioned earlier, there's things that are carved in or carved out of your agreements. There's things that are carved in or out of rebates and so on. So having a way to actually enter that information in, and then having a system that actually looks at it holistically across your data and then your utilization in there is really critical. And that then helps align, you and your organization to say, hey, here's our best strategy for implementation, kind of best practice. And then, being able to actually implement that and think of it like almost like a strategic advisor, that's built into every purchaser that's kind of helping you make those decisions and effectively maximize the purchase that you're actually making.
Awesome. Yeah, I think this has been great for talking about the strategies in which pharmacies can really use with the help of SureCost. So kind of wanted to talk about some things that have been ongoing with SureCost. So your team recently published the 2025 Smarter Purchasing Report. What are the top findings that pharmacy leaders should be paying attention to?
There's probably three. The one is what I would call a savings blind spot. Folks tend to think of the top 200. If I focus on top 200 drugs, again, I'm speaking generically as a whole, that's where I'm going to yield the biggest amount of my savings. We have found consistently that, roughly about two-thirds of the savings are outside of the top 200. So, that's a big one because I think, again, inherently you think, I'm going to focus on this. And obviously focusing beyond the top 200 is very challenging without having a system to be able to do that for you. Operational inefficiencies was the other, what I'd say, call out, reorder rates and vendor substitutions and really understanding what's happening behind the scenes. And does that provide inefficiencies within your organization? Because change in NDC costs the pharmacy money, and that's changing your pharmacy dispense system, potentially changing automation. There's education to your patient potentially. There might even be third-party reimbursement differences. So A, having control, B, understanding when they happen and what the impact is to you is a critical piece. And I think that's something that gets missed, because, when you're ordering, hey, I ordered omeprazole 20, I got omeprazole 20, but it's a different manufacturer. And so understanding how that impacts your business is an important piece. The last is kind of the data gap piece. I mentioned this earlier as far as like, inaccurate cost of goods. Kind of having a single record of truth is important for pharmacies to make really good decisions to continue to act on. So those would be three. There are other things, there's things around receiving was also a really big one. Surprisingly, I'm consistently surprised by this. With all the automation in the world with the primary vendors and even secondary vendors, you'd think there would not be mispicks, but there are consistently mispicks. I was actually out at a client who's implementing our DSCSA solution last week. And when I was there, even in the order they received, there was a mispick. And so it happens all the time. And they said it consistently happens because I know some were like, oh, well, I'll just do a tote scan and that's gonna validate everything. But the fact is, every client I've talked to says they would never trust that because 9 times out of 10, they find a mispick, like something that was in there that shouldn't have been, or something, they were shorted product or whatever. And no, it's not on purpose, but it happens. And so validating your receiving to what you pay, validation against invoices is a critical piece. And, we have seen, again, in this, the purchasing report, a much, much higher percentage. Like we're talking close to almost half of a percent impact here. And this is total cost of goods. This is not just on generics. This is your total spend that, was inaccurate. And so, that's significant, again, to be able to hold your vendor accountable to make sure you're getting the product, the right product for what you're paying for.
Awesome. So I have two more questions here. I kind of want to piggyback on that answer that you just gave me there and then conclude the conversation with modernization of purchasing. Right now, you kind of just mentioned vendors and reorder rates, which are sometimes often common pain points for pharmacies. How does SureCost help teams manage those issues proactively instead of reactively?
Yeah, I think the proactive part is we actually are, SureCost flags those risks before you order. So, and before your order is even finalized. So, we have real-time availability. So at the time you actually order, purchaser gets information back to say, hey, this is, this is out of stock or it does not have the quantity I need. And this, again, it's think of it as it's a one-stop, not just from your primary, but any other vendors that you're ordering from. So, it gives you a good view of what's happening. So you don't have to wait and to submit an order and find out it's going to be, partially filled or unfilled and then have to reorder it. So that's critical. The other is we found that a lot of our customers actually turn off substitution with their primary vendor because SureCost is driving that. And we will drive to your source. So we're driving to maximize your relationship with that primary. And so in doing that, now you have full control. You're driving the car versus them driving the car and making changes that you're not really aware of. So that's another critical piece. We are also, and so again, that's all being proactive and all kind of upfront, which eliminates all those things behind the scenes, in terms of reorder rates and reducing reorder rates, reducing unfilled items. The other thing we're excited about, we're releasing soon is the drug shortage insights. So we're going to be able to provide our customers insights, and this is based on supply data forecast out with very high probability. We're talking 95% plus of predictability and probability because we're back testing against real data within a 1 month period of time that we're able to predict potential shortages with that NDC with vendors, even up to the GDC, equivalent level. Giving those insights allows you to make better predictive changes ahead of time versus, being reactive like, oh, now this is out of stock, where do I get it? You can actually be ahead of the curve in terms of making sure those products are in stock to serve your patient and at the best cost that you can purchase at that time.
Awesome. So change is often hard for pharmacy teams that feel strapped for time and resources. We kind of see that in the industry pretty regularly. What separates the teams that successfully modernize their purchasing from those that don't?
The difference is mindset, to be honest. Like, I think it's kind of spoke to it a little bit earlier, kind of creatures of habit. So, what I did, or I think everybody thinks they might have the best way of doing something. So I think, making sure that you're really kind of open up to other opportunities and other ways of doing things. The other piece of it is, this, I spoke to this earlier, is kind of being reactive versus proactive because like, oh, well, I'm constantly kind of that whack-a-mole. I'm putting fires out constantly. Being preemptive and having the data and the tools to be allow you to be preemptive allows you to take that smarter procurement, and really kind of look at it as a strategic investment to your future. So you're now aligned yourself with a strategy and a tool to help, give you insight, to give you data to make better decisions, to make, those smarter procurement, decisions and practices within your organization. And it's really not just oh, making sure that's the right product for me to pick and order from, but it's also that it's the full suite of things and making sure that, hey, I have a way to actually validate and receive product, and it's doing that automation and verification. It's also looking at my inventory if I'm using the inventory, like at SureCost does support perpetual inventory and optimization of that. It's, compliance with DACSA and having that built in and integration potentially with your accounts payable or with your pharmacy management solution. So all those things, provide a way for you to actually provide additional efficiencies and actually, again, be grounded in solid data and solid decision-making capabilities. So which then ultimately allows you to focus on things that matter, which is your patients and, providing, higher value work, which actually helps reduce churn and reduce, both with customers and your own employees.
Awesome. Well, that's all I have for you today. I really appreciate you sharing your insights.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.